Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Welcome to Hits Fall. Would you please welcome to the stage the executive director of the Hollywood IT Society. He's also the chief strategist for Mesa, Mr. Devendra Mishra.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I find myself in an airplane hangar over here. Well, let's fly. I really think that would be appropriate for us. But first of all, welcome to Hollywood Innovation and Technology Society 2017. I believe we are at the crossroads of technology and innovation. And what gives me the greatest pleasure over these years working with this outstanding team at HITS is the fact, the realization that Hollywood is no longer passively adopting technology for efficiency and production, but for the first time, it is actually seizing it to transform the industry that we are all a part of. The turning point was 2016, and I'm beginning to see the leadership transform the way we do business, and everyone in this room, thank God, is an integral part of that process. I cannot forget the fact that only yesterday that peer-to-peer sharing technology, digital technology, and the internet nearly decimated the music industry and crippled the home entertainment industry. Can't forget it. But today we stand together with platforms around the world, whether they're Google or Facebook or Apple or Netflix and name it, there's so many of them, who have legitimized the widest distribution of our content where intellectual property is being protected and respected and monetized. The days of the digital pennies were a nightmare, but the days of the digital sponsors, subscription, other models are here to stay. I remember 5 years ago at the Mulberry Street set of Fox Studios, the chairman and the CEO, Jim Giannopoulos, a great friend, was meeting with the subject matter experts of Singular University and with Elon Musk and many, many other innovators. And the question they were asking was simple. Is there a symbiotic relationship between Silicon Valley and Hollywood? And let me tell you, the conclusion they had was, while Silicon Valley maybe is a garden of innovations, it is Hollywood that sows the seeds. And you and I both know it's science fiction brought to the masses gets us to soar and innovate like no one else. I am ecstatic to realize exactly a week ago, 5 major Hollywood studios collaborated, announced movies anywhere under the auspices of Disney. Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood has taken charge. The conference is a reflection of that. You will learn the pursuit of innovation in the most ruthless fashion from none other than Val Wright. We'll end the day with a page from the playbook of Pentagon Papers, Pentagon Brains, DARPA, Annie Jacobson, and in between, Mark Schaefer. I've tried to get Mark Schaefer for the last 5 years to this conference. He's finally showing up to tell us the secrets of data analytics at the great company, the Walt Disney Company. We have panels that will facilitate innovation, thinking in our minds. We have speakers who will share with us ways to move forward. And most importantly, we save the best for the last when we transition to the Women in Technology Hollywood, saving the best for the last in the late, late afternoon. I welcome and salute our speakers. Thank you, all of you, for being here and being a part of this, the beginning of the innovation revolution. And most of all, I want to recognize our sponsors for putting their money where their mouth is and helping us build this platform. And I'd love to bow to Marty Porter, the founder, co-founder of Mesa, Guy Finley, the voice of God, Don, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let the show begin.